Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Welcome, everybody. Hello. It is February 28th, 2013. The last day of February already. It felt like the fastest month ever to me, and I mean that in terms of the fastest month in the past few years even. It flew by. There was a lot of gifts in February, and now we're moving forward into March, and there's some big energies happening in March too. So here we go. The journey continues. Thank you for being here. Thank you for choosing to listen to this program. I always appreciate your energetic presence, and I acknowledge it. It means a lot to me, and I want to make the most of this time so that you get a lot from this show. We're going to cover some really good information. We're talking about soul purpose, and this is a big topic. It's huge. We're going to look at some energies around these big questions. What is my soul purpose? What am I here to do? How can I be of the highest service? These are thoughts that are coming up for more and more people, and I'm going to share with you some insights from my spiritual team as well as some practical things you can do to get these answers for yourself. In the second half of the show, we're going to talk about Saturn and Mercury, both in retrograde right now. They are in water signs, and this is significant. So we're going to look at what that means energetically and what you can expect as we move through these retrograde energies. Now, before we get going, I have a few announcements and updates to share with you. So let's go into those really quickly. A reminder that the free weekly Atlantis and Lemuria gatherings start March 21st. These are free online gatherings in a private space. All you need to do is register on the email list and you will be included and receive these updates. They will happen every Thursday starting March 21st. So join us if you would like to be there and if you are drawn to Atlantis and Lemuria information. I did a show about both of these cultures 2 weeks ago. I think it was February 13th. So if you would like to know more, I recommend listening to that show and seeing if it sparks up your interest and if you feel a pull to grow with other people through that activation. It is an activating conversation, and it's going to bring up more questions and answers about your soul purpose. So it all connects. Next week, there is not going to be a live show because I'm going to be on vacation, which I'm very excited about. I am replaying some of the popular episodes from Conscious Cool Chic Radio, though, so you'll see some of those popping up. You can, of course, listen to them, download them. They do play on iTunes as well. So check those out if you are drawn to them. I will be back live on March 13th, and we're going to have an uplifting show about heart consciousness. what is heart consciousness? Well, I'm going to share with you three levels of heart consciousness energy and how to incorporate all of them into your life. There's some really powerful visuals in this show, and I think when you hear this information, it's going to click. Literally, click, click, click. Things are going to line up, and you're going to understand more around how you use your energy in relationships, how you use it with yourself, and how you use it in all areas of your life. So that is March 13th. What is heart consciousness? We're going to look at that. Then, after that, I have a guest coming, Karen Hager, who I just adore. She has a Blog Talk radio show and a few other radio shows. So we're going to have a good conversation with her the following week, March 20th. Now, I have a confession for all of you, and I'm just going to lay it out there because I just realized it, and I just need to come clean. A few weeks ago, I shared with you that the Conscious Cool Chic Facebook page surpassed 10,000 likes, and that this is exciting and a celebration, and yes, it is. And so I had this huge giveaway planned with prizes and free things for you to win, and I got everything ready, and it completely disappeared from my mind for 3 days, as if the energy was just gone from this celebration. And it's bizarre for me to not remember something for 3 days especially. And so I really took a look at that, and I tuned in and asked my spiritual team what that was about. And I heard very clearly that I needed to wait until after the spring equinox to launch a celebration. And that's why the energy disappeared. That's why the giveaway did not happen. The celebration did not take place because the timing was off. And this has to do with the various cycles of energy that we are in collectively and individually. Collectively, if you are experiencing something that doesn't have any energy right now, it's probably related to how we are closing out energy that started with the fall equinox back in September, and how we're going to begin a brand new cycle March 20th. And it's also the start of the astrological new year. So we're doing this winding down phase on some levels. This is just one of the cycles that are going on. There are multiple cycles of energy happening at all the time, but this is one of them. And so if you are feeling something not moving forward, or you're feeling stuck, or that you just don't have the energy to make something happen, trust that for yourself. Trust the bigger picture and see if it feels good to dive into that energy March 20th, 21st, somewhere in there. Now, related to this, the other information I got from my spiritual team was related to astrology. And my birthday is the end of March. I'm an Aries. And the astrological sign preceding our natal sun sign is often a time of completion for us. So for me as an Aries, when we are astrologically moving through Pisces, I am completing things, finishing, winding down, going within, because the sun is completing a full cycle and is about to launch again on my birthday. Now, this is true for all of us. So if, for example, you are Gemini, the astrological month of Taurus might feel quieter for you, because you are completing energetically a full cycle around the sun, and that is your winding down period before you launch again. That is another one of the cycles that we each go through every year. So take a look at that for yourself and notice, you know, if you're a Libra, does the astrological energy of Virgo usually signify that you're winding down something or some area of your life? I like to call this out because we all have our own cycles of energy that we work with, and when we understand why we might be feeling a certain way, it just helps us ease into it and go with the flow a little more. So that is my confession around why the Facebook celebration has not occurred, but it's coming, and it's going to be very cool. There are some very fun prizes. There's jewelry, there's books, there's Amazon gift certificates. I mean, we're just going for it. We're going for it. So if you would be like to be a part of that, you can find out more on the Facebook page and on ConsciousCoolChic.com. So with that said, we are going to move forward and talk about today's topic, all about soul purpose. And as I get started here, I can feel it heavily that some people are listening with heavy expectations about this topic. I see some people literally with like pencil and pen in hand, energetically wanting to write down every answer and really wanting to get something figured out right now as they listen to this show. And if that's you, if you have a lot of expectations around this topic, I would invite you to consider releasing those expectations, because expectations are also limitations. And you might tap into something higher and grander than your expectations would allow. So if you can just release any expectations around this, around what you're going to hear, what you're going to discover, it's going to open you up to more information. And I think you're going to find this is more rewarding as a result. So that's my invitation to share with you that if you can release expectations around this topic, you'll find more will come to you, more answers, more information, and more insights. Now, a little bit about soul purpose and my story with it. I was shown my soul purpose back in 2004. And that feels like when the dinosaurs roamed the earth and we were cooking over fire. It feels very long ago, and I can barely remember it in some ways. But I remember that that was when I was shown my soul purpose. And I was excited. I thought, oh, I have it all figured out now. I'm good to go. I'm set. I'm going to go for it. And I put together my plan or how I thought it would look. And, you know, it was this thing where I have this answer and now I take the next step. Well, what transpired was that there was not enough collective mass consciousness energy to support that work yet. And because of that, I was given the opportunity to continually work, learn, grow, expand. But I was not able to just go for it yet. And this is a key part about soul purpose and soul energy, is that we are all here together collectively to move together and grow forward collectively. We need each other's support. We need resources. We need conversations and connections to do that. And now on the planet, there is more of that energy than ever before. It's an exciting time to be involved on this spiritual journey and on this spiritual path. But going back to 2004, when I was shown the soul purpose, I didn't have everything I needed. Now, why is that? Why did I set it up that way? Why did I set it up that way that I would be shown something I couldn't touch? Well, because I had more growing to do. I had more areas of my life that needed to be developed. I had more mastery and more opportunities and experiences to have that would enrich my soul purpose and make it that much more empowering, impactful, inspiring, and beneficial to you. It would be a better service. And so what I learned very, very clearly about soul purpose, and this is the part that I keep returning to and that I'm going to keep sharing with you, is that it is related to, very much related to our feelings, our emotions, our heart consciousness, and the activation of those deeper, deeper energies on a cellular level. And to explain this, I'm going to take you through a guided visualization of energy. So what I'd like you to do is just to relax into where you're sitting or standing or walking. Just relax your mind. And I'm going to guide you through this visualization. Now, I've done this before in other shows. In fact, I did this for the Opening Up to Greater Heart Energy show. And I talked about a rose and how a rose has guard petals that protect it and keep it safe. And we went through that visualization about what it means to release those guard petals. And we called in your spirit guide and all these different components. And I took you through this visualization because not only does it help understand the concepts, but it then puts inside your subconscious a connection to every time you see a rose, you have that same feeling and experience of your heart opening. So that's why these visualizations are important, is because it's working with your own energy in deeper levels, getting into your subconscious, working with your beliefs, your programming, your patterns, and opening up those understandings. So please settle down, settle in, settle on, whatever you need to do to get comfortable. And we're going to go through this very brief visual energy experience. I'm going to take a quick sip of water, just a moment. Okay, so what I'd like you to do is to imagine a space that is pure, pure light, okay? And light can be whatever color you see that you're drawn to. It can be the whitest light, yellow, pink, blue. And what I'd like you to notice is how the light sparkles, how it shines, how it glimmers, how the light reflects and flows, very smooth and graceful. Maybe you see some swirling lines, some moving points, some stars, whatever comes up for you. And this light, what's important about this light is that it is energy. It is pure energy. In fact, light does not have a color. It only has a color when it is reflecting or refracting from something else. Light in its purest essence is colorless. So what we're doing is we're taking light and bringing it into a form which we identify as color. And you are a part of this form. This is who you are. It is your essence. It is in you. And as this light is moving, you're seeing how it is expanding and opening up. And I want you to see this light as it's moving, coming towards Earth. And I have this cosmic view of it moving towards our blue and green marble and circling around the perimeter of the Earth, moving all around it until it has fully encapsulated the planet. And this light is warm, bright, inviting. It's very high vibrational. It has a lot to nurture, comfort, and support everything that it touches. So as this light is moving around the planet, it further sinks into the atmosphere. Gravity pulls it in. And as the light is pulled into the Earth's gravitational essence, it starts to create form. Because the Earth is a physical form, it is a third dimensional creation. And as the light comes down to touch the planet, it starts to create all these different forms. And this is what we see as trees, grass, the oceans, branches, pebbles. Nature is composed of these light molecules. And it comes down and roots itself in the third dimensional energies. And what is key about this is that the third dimensional energies involve form, involve taking something of the non-physical and making it physical. because we need to activate our senses to experience the third dimension, the five senses. We have all of our senses engaged on Earth. We see, we touch, we hear, we smell, we taste. These are all third dimensional sensual experiences. And so as this light has come down to the Earth, embedded itself deep, deep, deep in the soil, it has taken form and taken shape. It has created nature. It has formed into animals. It has created everything we experience here on the planet. And this all started by being nondescript molecules of energy that formed into light, that grew closer to the earth and became physical shapes. Now, as this light has embedded itself into the earth, it has created new levels of energy. It has created new colors, new forms, new shapes. And it has also created the ability for us to exist and to live. Okay? And so here we are. Here you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. Here I am speaking on the radio. And we are surrounded by these expressions of light that we know as nature, as buildings, as cars. They all have different frequencies. They all have energetic vibrations. Some are high expressions of light. Some are very, very low, non-light. And that's all to maintain the balance of the Earth. The Earth exists in a state of continual balance, internally, externally, North Pole, South Pole, the equators. Everything on the Earth is rotating and moving in a form of balance. And so within this paradigm, we have light of the highest vibration and absence of light, which some call dark, shadows, and other names that are can be very, well, they can just be, take us away from the understanding that everything that's here is consciously created and consciously existing for a reason. And so I like to say non-light. So we have everything from light to non-light. Now, within the paradigm and within the experience of being here on Earth, you are here right now. You have probably been here hundreds, if not thousands of times. You have created your own energy while you have been on the planet, known as karma. You have had various achievements, glories, successes, and you've also most likely had murders, tyranny, theft, robbery, everything on the full spectrum. We know this is karma, and this is the energy that we balance and experience in our lives because we created it, and so now we balance it. So every time you've come here, you have existed from this point of light. You have been here from that point of energy. And you have come here with conscious missions, themes to work with, plans, energies. And as we come into human form, we forget all of it. We use our free will to make other choices. We take certain actions. We say words. We have thoughts. Most of it is unconscious, and it moves towards our conscious awareness. And within all of this is the opportunity to stop and say, why am I here? Remind me again, what's going on? Why am I, what is this all about? What is happening here? And at this point, when you start to ask these questions is when the energy around you starts to change. Because you're moving beyond the third dimensional experience of what is and what I can see and what I can taste and what I can touch and what I hear. You're moving beyond that and you're expanding above those energies into the higher knowingness of yourself as a spectrum of light. And what I'm seeing is that many, many, many souls have descended as these beings of light taken shape, taken form, had experiences, had human experiences over and over and over again, simply by the conscious choice of, I want to come here and be the light. I want to give this destination, this planet, more light. I want to offer it the highest possible energies and vibration. I want to assist my fellow beings of light. I want to work with them. I want to support them. I want all of us to be doing this work together. And so we come here, we're born, we have our families, we have our relationships, we go about our lives, and we come to a place where we say, I know I'm here for a reason, but how will I know that reason? How will I figure it out? How will it be clear to me? And what it's all about is understanding that all the information you need is in your feelings, in your intuition, in your gut, because these are your receptors to immediate, clear information about you. Your feelings and your emotions will reflect karmic situations, unconscious programming, unconscious thoughts, and beliefs. But when you are moving away from those, you are coming in touch with your feelings as a source of power, as a source of self-understanding, as a way to connect with your lessons, your themes, your truths. And the reason why we have feelings, have you thought about that? Why do we even have feelings? Because they tell us exactly what we need to know about ourselves. Your feelings represent your truth, and they will connect you to what you need to do and be and give to the world. Now, as I say this, I feel huge resistance from some people listening, and I'm going to acknowledge that. And I'm going to honor it, and I completely respect it. Because this, it was 2008 when all of this came together for me. Okay, 2008. And I avoided it, I challenged it, I doubted it, I said, no way, it's not just about my feelings, it's about more than that. I took every path I could to get away from this. And no matter what I did, all roads led back to this understanding. It took me a while, and I had to do that. I had to go through that process for myself. So if you are fighting this, or if this isn't connecting with you for some reason, I completely honor that, and I 100% get it. But I just want to offer you this information so that it can be planted in your mind, and maybe you come back to it to explore it more at some point, maybe not, but I need to offer it because this is something that's so key to understanding soul purpose. Your feelings are embedded, the energy of your feelings are in your cellular DNA. And our bodies are very clear, immediate communicators with us. And that's because they're communicating our feelings, they're communicating energy. They are vessels that contain energy. So when you have a stomach ache, you feel it instantly, right? When your ankle hurts, or you have a sore neck, all of that is very clear communication from your body, which is clear communication from your cellular level energy. Your body at a cellular level contains your soul purpose energy. Your heart at a cellular DNA level contains your soul purpose energy. But there's one element of our being that does not contain the soul purpose energy. And do you know what that is? You can probably guess. It's your mind. It's our ego mind that has questions, doubts, challenges, analyzes. It's our mind, the ego mind, that wants to know, that wants to be certain, that doesn't want to be judged or criticized. It's the mind. And what we're doing right now, collectively, we are elevating the energy of our minds. We are retraining it. We are retraining our minds to trust, to believe, to have faith, to rise above all the senses and information of the third dimensional world, because we have been limited by the third dimensional world. And we need it. We need to live in the third dimension because this is where nature is. This is where our homes are built. This is where cars are. This is where the food we eat is. The third dimension is not bad. It's not evil. It's not going away. We are just understanding how to work with it better. And that is how we tap further into our soul purpose. So your feelings describe your truth. Your body and heart hold the energy of your soul purpose. The mind needs to be retrained and elevated to trust, to believe, to move forward without relying on the five senses. And when we do all of this, when all of this comes together, we start existing in a new place and a new space that opens us up to why your soul purpose is my soul purpose. And that's a return to being the light on this planet, to being joyful, to being happy, to being uplifted, to being peaceful and fulfilled regardless of external circumstances. It's why your soul purpose is needed and why you are here, why you chose to be here, because you volunteered to elevate the energy of the planet with your feelings, with your mind, with your physical presence. And you chose to be here on a mission, a joint mission, with thousands and millions of others because of the energetic support at this time, because of everything you have access to, all the free resources, a show like this, a website like ConsciousCoolChic.com, the free ebooks that are out there. I mean, the resources that are available right now are off the charts. There's never been more. So your soul purpose and my soul purpose and our soul purpose is to be here together to illuminate and light up the planet with high vibrational energy that takes us beyond what we have experienced ever before on a soul level. And this is the time, this is the place, this is now. And I hear, as I'm saying all this, that many people have the question, okay, Molly, I get it, but what am I supposed to do? Right? You want the title. What is my occupation? What is my title? What am I supposed to do to, how am I supposed to spend my days? Where am I supposed to get this job? How do I do this to the fullest ability? How can I be of service with this energy? Well, I can tell you that simply by having this understanding, you shift your energy dramatically and you are connecting to these higher vibrations simply by listening to this information and opening up to it. You are understanding the higher expression of your soul purpose to be light, to be high vibrational beings who exude the incredible gifts and experiences of what it means to be human, what it means to be in human form. And so if you are looking for new ways to tap into your personal answers, these are my recommendations for you. First, affirm that every day you are living your soul purpose. It's your first thought in the morning, or maybe it strikes you at lunch, or you're driving along. Just say it. Affirm that energy. Because when we affirm it, it magnifies and it multiplies. So just by saying, I am here and I am living and owning my soul purpose now, will increase the energy within you and your experiences. The second tip is you want to follow the feelings that uplift you. Now, I know this seems really obvious, but how many times are you doing something that makes you happy and you stop, or you put it off, or you say, I'll get back to this later? Follow the feelings. Follow what feels good for you. It can be private. You don't have to share it. It doesn't have to be a Facebook post, but just follow what feels good for you, because those feelings are guiding you. They're showing you where to go. They're showing you what you are here to contribute. And when we follow our feelings and we own them, we are really tapping into deeper levels of self-knowingness that no one else can give us or show us. It's a very personal process, and your feelings reveal those gifts. The third tip I have for you: request specific information from your spiritual team, your guides, ascended masters. Request specific information during meditation or ask questions. And be specific about the question. Say, please show me the best way to follow the next steps of my career path. And then let go of those expectations and attachments. And see who comes up. And again, when someone comes in front of you, trust your feelings about them. Is this person someone that I'm instantly connected to and feeling uplifted by? Do I need to have a few more conversations with them? Follow the feelings. Okay? And this is when we ask for something, we have to trust to receive it. And again, our mind can step in and say, oh, well, that's just coincidence, or, oh, wow, imagine that happening and lining up. What are the odds? But when something comes to you like that, really trust it. Trust, trust, trust. The fourth tip I have for you about connecting and amplifying your soul purpose is looking at what information are you drawn to online. When you sit down at your computer and you're logging on, what do you want to read? What information do you want to check out? Who do you want to connect with, whether that is a public person or a celebrity or your friends? What information are you pulled to? This is going to help you tap into your natural gifts and where you are looking to grow. From this information, you might find a new class to take, a new hobby to follow, a new author to read, a new person that you want to connect with. All of these pieces are part of your soul purpose, my friends. The soul purpose is not simply a title of what you do. It's who you are in your everyday life. Your soul purpose and my soul purpose is to be the highest possible expressions of self we can be every day. And that doesn't mean that every day is wonderful and joy-filled. I mean, some days can be frustrating, or you can feel anxiety, or, you know, there's a lot of things that come and go. But the intention is that you are living from that place of being your soul purpose, because you understand that it's about being the highest vibration you can be and owning your power. And so the fifth tip I have for you is that when you own this energy in yourself, you tap into it and you feel it, you're going to find other people doing the same. And this is where we need community. We need support. We want to reach out to others. So do that. Reach out to others. See where you're drawn. If it's a professional person, maybe set up an interview to find out a little bit more about what they do or their business or their philosophy. Connect with other people who are in the same circles as you or who have the same interests as you so that you can understand how important your light is and that you're connecting to others from that light-filled space. There are lots of online groups. There are lots of different communities out there. Follow what you're drawn to because that is going to really uplift you and reinforce this energy that you are here for a purpose. And being that purpose in your everyday life, it's going to make you excited to get up in the morning. I have to tell you that I'm excited most mornings to get up. And yes, because I have coffee right away. That is one of my main reasons why I get out of bed. But every day I think, what can I create today? What can I make today? And that doesn't necessarily mean like a physical creation, but just what energy can I create today? And when I do that, I raise my vibration. I claim my personal power. I relate to people from a place of mastery. And more opportunities show up and more things unfold for me. And that is my spiritual purpose. But it's also yours because you are a light and you are a master. And I recognize that in you. I recognize that in so many people who don't recognize it yet in themselves. And that's why I was drawn to do this topic, because a soul purpose is not just, it's not a title. It's not saying that, oh, I have this work I've created and done for the world. No, soul purpose is the fact that you are here and your purpose is to be your energy in the highest possible way. So follow the feelings, follow what uplifts you. Go out into the world and look at who you're attracted to and why. Focus on meditation. Focus on what information you're receiving from your spiritual team. Depending on where you are in your spiritual journey, this information might not be brand new. A part of you might be like, oh, yes, I know this. And so this is a reminder that soul purpose is simple. It's simple and it's available to all of us because it's based on activating our innate power in being the light. Now, at the beginning, I talked about how we were this light coming down onto the planet, taking shape, taking form, and that we became part of the third dimensional world. And now I want to finish that up by giving you this other part, this other visualization, which is that then we take what we have experienced in the third dimensional world and we start to release it all, like throwing off your winter coat. You throw off that energy and rise above it so that you exist in the third dimensional experience, but as a higher vibration, and you are able to enjoy the gift and bounty of third dimensional living, but you're not tied to it or fully bound to it. You're able to be in it, move through it, recognize it, but you're also, it's like the feeling of your feet aren't quite touching the ground all the time because you're just so light and love-filled. When we all do that together, we are then creating incredible opportunities for ourselves and new dreams coming true. And I'm hearing very clearly that I need to stop with this topic. Okay, I need to leave you with that image of being in your life and on the planet and having the connection to it, but being able to glide and gracefully move through it. And so that's what I'm hearing as being the last visual I'm supposed to give you, is that your soul purpose is simply that you're alive, you're here, you are intending to be the highest possible light and energy you can be, and that that is what we are all doing collectively together. So I'm going to leave that image with you. I'm going to take a quick sip of my water And then I'm going to start sharing with you about astrology. We're going to talk about Saturn retrograde, Mercury retrograde, and the fact that they're both in water planets. This is key. So just a moment. I will be back with you in just a second. Okay, thank you for that interlude. I was playing a song there by MakTube, M-A-K-T-U-B, and it's called You Can't Hide. It's a really good song if you want to check it out on iTunes. So let's dive into some astrology here. Now, planets, we say the planets go retrograde, but that is an illusion. It's our illusion and our perspective from here on Earth that a planet applies the brakes and shifts into reverse and moves backwards. But that's not really what happens. A planet never actually does that. It's just our perspective here on Earth. So I like to point that out because retrograde is an illusion. It's something that the mass consciousness that we have all bought into. And because of that, there's a purpose for it. Whenever a planet is in retrograde, the key words to associate with the energy, the key words start with R-E. Rework, reconsider, revise, rewrite, relax. That's an important one, relax. We're giving ourselves an opportunity to step back and look at something again, to reevaluate, and to also like release our grasp. Release is a powerful word, too, associated with retrograde, because we need to stop trying to make things move forward all the time and just relax and let go and release. So we have Saturn going retrograde in Scorpio. It's going to be retrograde until July 7th, and it will return to 4 degrees of Scorpio. Mercury is in retrograde in Pisces until March 17th, and it's moving backwards to 5 degrees of Pisces. I'm going to talk about each of these individually, but as I pointed out, both are in water signs, and this is significant because water signs are about divine feminine energies, emotions, intuition, going with the flow, trust. It's the natural cycles of the moon, of ebbing and flowing, of nurturing. Water is one of the, is actually the most powerful of these zodiac archetypes because we live on a planet that's mostly composed of water. And as I just said in the earlier part of the show, our feelings are vital to understanding the truth of who we are. So the water signs connect us with our truth, connect us with our intuition. They give us the opportunity to trust. And these are all important because we are opening up individually, collectively, and globally to higher levels of divine feminine energy. So when we have planets in retrograde, we are being given the opportunity to look at how we are individually and collectively using our divine feminine energies within ourselves and simultaneously. So let's look at Mercury in retrograde because this is the fastest moving planet, and in Pisces, it has this quality to it where things can be really fuzzy. Our brain can feel like certain details don't connect. We aren't able to be as logical as normal. Things might not have the same speed. Communications might be off. The fact that Mercury is in Pisces is giving us the opportunity to connect with how we receive and work with divine communications. This is about working with your spiritual team, looking at maybe ways to shift that, increase that, amplify it? How often are you meditating? What messages are your dreams giving you? Are you paying attention to these? Mercury retrograde in Pisces highlights these ideas so that we can look at them, we can rework, reconsider, reevaluate, and make them clearer for ourselves. Now, what's also interesting is that right now there are a lot of planets in Pisces, and Mercury is going to go backwards and touch over Chiron in Pisces, and it's going to come close again to Neptune in Pisces. So as it goes over the other planets in Pisces, it's going to highlight how we communicate to ourselves about our spiritual journey right now. How are you looking at your spiritual path? How are you understanding and communicating it? Do you want to talk about it more? Do you want to write it out? Do you have a dream journal? Do you want to do more personal expression in some way? And have you been holding back? When Mercury goes direct in Pisces on March 17th, you might have a whole new way that you communicate and share your spiritual journey. So just be aware that what we're dealing with right now is happening in our subconscious. Pisces rules the subconscious. It rules the realms that we can't see. And it's giving us the opportunity to open up to divine communications, to own them, to work with them more. I actually feel it. I feel it as fuzzy energy. It means things are going to be foggy, not always clear. Some things that you thought were solid might not be. But that's because we're given the opportunity to trust in big ways. And that's been a theme for years now. It's always been a theme, but even more so now. Now it's time to really do it, to walk the talk. So Mercury will be in Pisces for a while. It's going to stay there until at least most of April. So we're going to have some opportunities to really own this energy and raise it up to higher levels. I want to focus more on talking about Saturn retrograde in Scorpio. I did a show back in October and November. I talked about Saturn in Scorpio and what that means. Saturn in Scorpio, just to briefly summarize, is about revealing truth. The deepest truth, the real, you can't hide, you can't cover it up, you can't lie truth. It's also about being honest with ourselves, about who we really are at our core. It's about owning our transformations and allowing certain endings and deaths to occur, not necessarily literally, but figuratively. The parts of ourselves that are complete and we are ready to work with higher levels of energies. Saturn in Scorpio is requiring us to be very mature and responsible for our transformation. There's no room for blame. There's no room for any of these lower emotions. It's time to own it and take full responsibility to be that mature version of ourselves that says, yes, I'm going through some deep things, some tough things, but I own it. And when you own it, you are claiming your power. Saturn in Scorpio is very much related to power, personal power. How are you claiming yourself and your journey? And so when we have this planet, Saturn, going backwards in Scorpio, we're given opportunities to review situations and look at them with new eyes and make sure we've been responsible, that we've been mature. Saturn is a planet that's also associated with being alone, with solitude. It means doing the work by yourself. It can be lonely. It can be related to depression. Saturn wants us to figure it out on our own and will not allow any shortcuts. And so during this retrograde phase, if any shortcuts have been taken, those will be revealed to you. If you have maybe not been completely honest with yourself or with others, that will come forward. If there's a part of you that is going through a really deep transformation and there's more layers that are ready to be worked with and to be revealed, that will come up too. Saturn in Scorpio is asking us to go deep. It really does. I find that's the most clear way to say it, is that we're asked to go deep. And when we're going in retrograde motion, we are asked to go deeper by looking at what we've already done. Now, Saturn will also bring about amazing manifestations and rewards. And don't we all love that? It's different than Jupiter. Jupiter has a different exuberance associated with rewards, but Saturn brings rewards based on the work you've put in, based on direct correlation to what you have created, to how you have grown, to being an adult. Saturn rewards can be life-changing, can be uplifting, can bring you to new levels of success, to acknowledgement, to new levels of being seen as an expert and an authority where your wisdom is valued. There's a lot of good associated with Saturn energy, and we don't always hear that. We kind of hear how heavy it can be or that it creates doubt, and that can be true, but it's for a reason. It's for a reason that we have it this way, because we are able to create so much and do so much that Saturn keeps us to those tasks. He's known as the taskmaster. And in Scorpio, we're going to see who has not been responsible with their tasks and who has been. And I say that thinking about public figures, politicians, celebrities, those in the public eye, as well as ourselves. So with these retrograde planets, with Saturn and Mercury both in retrograde right now in water signs, we are looking at how we have responsibly used our divine feminine energies to support our transformation, to experience trust, to communicate our spiritual path with honesty, and to be full, amazing versions of ourselves built on those high energies. There's a lot of, I shouldn't say good, but that's what I feel. There's a lot of good to come from Saturn in retrograde. And it could be bumpy at first, but when it goes direct on July 7th, you're going to be a whole new level of responsible. And this will depend on how you use Saturn and where it's located in your natal chart. But just know that the Saturn energy benefits us on many levels. And you are supported with this. The retrogrades, I actually like the retrogrades. I think that they are wonderful gifts. I'm glad we have them. And the opportunities they bring are really, really wonderful if we can claim them. So we are just near the end of time here. As I said at the start of the show, you're going to hear some replay of popular episodes over the next week or so. And I invite you to come back to listen to those, as well as to be here for the March 13th show, where we will talk about heart consciousness, the three levels of heart consciousness, and what you can do to use it in the best possible ways in your life. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could.